Chapter 2. A Young Woman Dies. Justine worked with Jack at Private. People trusted her too. Tonight, she was in an expensive Italian restaurant. Then, the chief of police called her. "Another young woman is dead," Justine told her friend. "I must go." In 2 years, 11 young women in Los Angeles were dead. Now, it was 12. The killer always took something from the women. Hair, a necklace, clothes. Then, the killer emailed the chief of police and told him about the women's things. Nobody knew where the emails came from, but the emails all had the same name, Steam Cleaner. The police found the women's things, but they could not find Steam Cleaner. The police wanted Justine and Private to help them find the killer. Emilio Cruz, from Private, stopped his Mercedes at the restaurant door, and Justine got in. "What do you know about this girl?" asked Justine.
"Her name is Connie Yu. She was 16 and very intelligent," said Emilio. "She was on the ground behind a restaurant. There was an earring in her left ear. There was no right ear."
Emilio stopped in a small, dark street near some police cars. They walked past the police and spoke to the doctor.
"We'll get an email about the ear in a day or two," Emilio said.
At 2 a.m., Justine and Emilio were at Private's offices. They talked to Cy, Private's forensic expert.
"We have the woman's bag and cell phone," said Justine. "Can you look for DNA on them?"
"Of course," said Cy. "I can work all night on it."